Thou hast saved me from destruction and hast delivered me from the evil time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we are now in the time of Advent, and which is a penitential season in preparation for the birth of our Savior. But even on this season, Church that does not cease to commemorate her great saints. Today's saint is Virgin and Martyr Saint Bibiana, or as she is called also in English, Saint Vivian. And the story of Saint Bibiana is remarkable because she was made a martyr almost by an accident. She died during the last Roman persecution in the middle of the 4th century when cruel emperor named Julian the Apostate ruled. This emperor appointed a man named Apronianus as the governor of Rome. And this governor had quite a nasty accident where he lost his eye. He was, of course, upset, and actually so upset that he got into his head that his accident was the result of black magic by his opponents. So the governor decided that he would destroy all the magicians in Rome. And since he was a pagan, he saw Christians as the most dangerous magicians, because Christians had done so many great miracles which were incomprehensible to the worldly eyes. This final Roman persecution reached finally the house of one Flavian and his wife Dafrosa. They were both distinguished citizens and devout Christians, and they had two daughters, Demetria and Bibiana. But now, under the persecution of the governor, Flavian lost his job and was burned in the face and banished. Actually, his burns were so severe that he died in his wounds few days later. His wife, Dafrosa, was carried out of the gates of Rome and then beheaded. After the death of pious parents, there remained two of their daughters, Demetria and Bibiana. Their parents now being dead, these girls were stripped of all their possessions, and they suffered much from poverty for 5 whole months. But sacrificing their sufferings to God, they spent that time in their house in fasting and prayer. The governor thought that hunger and need would bring the girls to submit and to deny their Christian faith. But finally, when he saw that this was vain hope, he summoned the girls to appear before him. First, Demetria was given one more chance of denying her God, but she made a glorious confession of her faith and was struck dead right there at the foot of the tribunal in the presence of the judges. The governor now turned to the remaining member of the pious family, Bibiana, and ordered that she should be tortured. But bravely did Saint Bibiana suffered all her pains, and she remained steadfast in faith. Governor, who was furious, ordered her then to be cruelly whipped to death, and her body was left in the open air that it might be devoured by beasts. But after 2 days, a priest gave her a Christian burial. Dear children, these martyrs had to suffer so much persecution and haunt from the cruel pagans and from the officials of the Roman Empire. And even though the world hated them, they knew and got strength from their knowledge that the only thing which a Christian has in this world, and the only thing which gives him true happiness and joy, is that they always seek God, and that they would always live life according to the rules and standards of God, and not the world. The martyrs always had the ideal and urged and want to always do the will of God and follow that as perfectly as they could. And even the hunger and even the starvation and the poverty, or even the death of their family members, could not pursue them to abandon their faith. How could they abandon something which was very testimony of their Heavenly Father? Everything they ever had, their family, their home, their fortune, all those had been given as a gift from God. And even in the face of persecution, they sang praises and they confessed their faith to their Heavenly Father. Remember always this great example of martyrs like Saint Bibiana, that when you enroll yourself to the troops of Heavenly Father, He gives you abundant blessings already in this world, but most importantly, He will show Himself as true Heavenly Father when we will be united in our true home, heavenly home, free from all the troubles of persecution, all the troubles of poverty, and whatever anguish we might have from in this life. As God is more powerful than tribulation, also faith is always more powerful than the persecution of the world. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.